This is chapter 2 of my Dinotopia fan fiction. After Billy fainted on stage at the beginning of the school play, he was taken to the infirmary where they checked him up to make sure he was okay, and then he was immediately brought before the dean of the fine arts department, who is a brachiosaurus named Tree Speaker. It was a scary situation. He had to stand in the middle of the room while all the associate deans were sitting in their finery in like a courtroom kind of configuration. And the dean of the department strode in. He was behemothian. He was a big guy. And he began to question Billy about the episode of the play that he had ruined by fainting. He said, "Why did you faint?" He said, "Well, it was because I saw Kelly walk into the auditorium." And he said, "Why would seeing Kelly make you faint?" And Billy was about to say that it was because he had just seen Kelly smoking outside. And, you know, this knowledge had freaked him out so bad that he fainted when she came in, like there was no problem. But he knew that if he revealed that Kelly smoked, that Kelly would be expelled. And he didn't want to do that because that would ruin Kelly's life. But he couldn't lie either, because it's very important in Dinotopian culture to always tell the truth. So he had a dilemma. So he just said the truth, that he was in love with Kelly, and seeing her walk in made him faint because of his incredible love. And Tree Speaker was like, "This is an outrage. We cannot have our students distracted by their feelings. You will be expelled from the fine arts program." But before he could pound his gavel foot, another brachiosaurus came into the courtroom. It was Denise, and she said, "Oh, Tree Speaker, don't you remember when you were young and in love with a certain other brachiosaurus?" And Tree Speaker was like, "Oh, Denise, you're right." And he gave her a hug with his neck, and he said, "Okay, I will have mercy on you, William, son of Spear friend, but you're going to have to leave the theater program, and I'm going to assign you to a new fine art to practice, and it will be dance." And there was a muttering in the courtroom, and everyone was freaked out that Billy would have to study dance. And Billy, you could knock him over with a feather, but at least this time he didn't faint. Well, Billy spent the next few days being very worried about having to do dance, because it sounded really stupid. But he, you know, being obedient and not whining about stuff is a Dinotopian virtue. So he didn't complain to anyone except his friend Eddie, who is a Paracephalosaurus, I think, about his new class. And then on Monday he went in and went to see his teacher. And his teacher was named... His teacher was a Velociraptor. And he came into the class. He said, "Hello, I'm Carlisle, your instructor. I'm going to teach you dance this semester. I think you'll find that I am a tough dance instructor, but also fair. Now, the first thing I'd like to do at the beginning of the semester is for each of the students to go around and introduce themselves." And Billy looked around the classroom, and there were no other students there. That is the end of chapter 2. Chapter 3 is called The Next One. I don't know.